The American Broadcasting Company brings you Your Moment with Alan Jones. Your Moment with Alan Jones, featuring comedian Gil Lamb, who keeps them laughing from Broadway to Hollywood. Our talent scout's choice for this week, Gene Morrison, Ray Sinatra and his orchestra, and the star of stage, radio, and motion pictures, Alan Jones.
Thank you and good evening, everybody. As you know, this is the first in a new series of programs to be heard every week at this time. I'm sure it's the beginning of a beautiful friendship, but in an effort to clinch things, I want to sing a great American song we've all grown to love.
Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oh, Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. Below we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, yo, yippee-yo-yay, we're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, yow, yippee-yay, we're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
Each week, ladies and gentlemen, Your Moment with Alan Jones presents a guest.
Just a minute, Wayne.
Well, what's the matter, Alan? Isn't she here?
Yeah, she's here, Wayne. I'm quite excited about the dramatic sketch we're going to appear in later.
Well, every girl doesn't get the chance to be Alan Jones' leading lady.
Oh, now, please, Wayne. You know I'm a modest fellow.
Yeah, you are, Alan, but what I said still stands. However, there are a great many young American actresses, stars as yet unheralded and unknown, who will appear on this program each week.
Yes, and I'm sure there are many good young actresses in small radio stations and colleges, or perhaps acting with amateur and little theater groups, who will welcome the chance of appearing with us in Hollywood.
Even if you've never had any acting experience, but feel you have acting ability, here, young lady, is a great opportunity, a real chance to sign your name to a radio contract. Later, we'll tell you how to get in touch with our talent scout in your section of the country. Be sure to listen for the details. But we'll tell you this much now. Every young lady chosen to appear on Your Moment with Alan Jones will receive a free, all-expense trip to Hollywood for herself and her mother or some other suitable companion. And now, Alan?
It's my privilege to present a young lady whose home is in Troy, New York. Our talent scout choice for this week, Gene Morrison.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I hope you won't think it too odd if I own up to being just a tiny bit frightened.
But, Gene, if you're frightened now...
Oh, if you mean will I be later? Well, I won't. You see, when you play a part, you're somebody else, but...
But right now, you're just yourself, huh?
Yes, and being yourself can be difficult.
Well, Gene, you have the real actress point of view. Have you always had a yen for grease paint and footlights?
Ever since I can remember. That's the reason I'm now a junior in the School of Drama at Carnegie Tech.
I can see you're serious about this, Gene. But tell me, in the roles you've played in college, which is your favorite?
I think it's Raina in Arms and the Man.
An excellent choice. Well, Gene, obviously you're preparing yourself for the stage. What role would you like to play most of all?
Oh, that's easy, Mr. Jones. It's Juliet.
I sincerely hope you get your chance, Jean. In a few minutes, you and I will appear in a dramatic sketch. Right now, however, while you bite your nails to the quick, I wish to dedicate a song to you. It's one of Cole Porter's best, which means it stops.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair really won't go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats and repeats in my ear. But you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin.
Now, just a minute there, young man.
Hey, look, Bud, maybe you can tell me where they are.
I beg your pardon?
You know, son, the girls. The man in the lobby told me, right this way for your moment with Alan Jones. So I figured there must be some girls. Who are you?
Well, I'm Alan Jones. Who are you?
You don't know me? I'm Gillam.
Gillam! Well, Gil, what's your claim to fame?
Why, Alan, I thought you knew. I once made a movie with Lana Turner. Once.
Oh, what did you play?
Lana Turner. I'm sorry. What did... I didn't hear what you said. Well, I took the part of a sailor. I'm in love with Lana Turner in the picture, and I'm supposed to have kissed her. Well, possibly I used the wrong prefix. That is, I was to have kissed... I didn't do it.
Well, what happened?
Well, they picked on some other kid. Some kid named Van Johnson. Politics.
Yes. Yes, of course. Politics.
Yeah. Mm. Say, Alan, I've been wondering, why is it that every time someone mentions Van Johnson, all the girls go... When someone mentions Gil Lamb, they go... What I want to know is, how do they know he's got what it takes to go...
But how do they know you've got it?
Well, look at me. Well, don't look at me. After all Van Johnson's got is more teeth, more freckles, more money, personality, shoulders, an apartment, girls. That's all.
Well, I wouldn't let it get me down, Gil.
That's right, Alan. Why should we worry?
We?
After all, you and I have something that Van Johnson doesn't have. We have.
Have we?
That's bad grammar, but we know what we're talking about, don't we? Yes, Alan, you and I have some great gifts in common. One great gift, as a matter of fact, we have music in our souls. But can Johnson sing?
Can you?
Well, confidentially, as one great artist to another.
Yes?
Do you mean to tell me you've never heard my golden voice?
No.
Oh.
But how about a demonstration?
But of course. In the past year or two, more and more of our popular music has been borrowed from the past. That's the modern word for stolen. And recently, a group of famous composers were discussing an old nursery rhyme. I'm quite sure you're all familiar with it. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." Now, being composers, they all felt the lyrics should be changed. But being famous composers, each felt that his music was better suited to the number. And this was the result. First, the late Vincent Newman. Without a thumb, you're such a useless guy. Without a thumb, what good's a Christmas pie? Oh, little Jack Horner, you can't pull out a plum. Without a... What good's a corner? My little Jack Horner, without a thumb to pull out a plum. Thank you. Next, Cole Porter.
Night and day, you sit in the corner. You are mine, your pie's divine, my little Jack Horner. Just put in your thumb, and pull out a plum, 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 plum. Night and thumb, day and plum.
Thank you, thank you. Then a famous Russian composer says, Jockey Horner, bah. He said, I would have given it significance, like this. Kagva Pashabaya Yachnol, Jockey Horner. Kagva Yashimayan Yinanol, in the corner. Yashoti Fuangering and Govel, Kagva Pashabaya Yachnol, Christmas pie. Jockey Horner, in the corner, pool of plum with your thumb. Out in Stalingrad, they buy Mrs. Wagner's Christmas pie. Yes, you're deep on your Maya Paduski. What a good boy am I. Thank you. Thank you. Last but not least, an unsung hero.
Corner in 22. You let Jackie Horner make a fool of you. Why don't you do right? What's the matter with your thumb, boy? Get out of here and get me a plum, you bum.
It's time now for Gene Morrison's Moment with Alan Jones. Miss Morrison, as you know, is our talent scout choice for this week. With Mr. Jones, she now appears in a short drama entitled Under Your Hat, which takes place in a hotel room in Reno. Julia Kent, wife of the well-known New York columnist Peter Kent, has gone to establish residence prior to filing suit for divorce. It's mid-afternoon, and Julia Kent, alone, sits filing her fingernails.
Oh, dear. Yes?
Telegram.
Telegram? Just a moment, please.
Julia, please.
Peter?
Darling, if you let me talk to you for just a minute.
Peter, can't you take your foot out of the door?
But I've got to talk to you.
We haven't anything to talk about.
Now, look, Julia.
Oh, very well, you bully.
That's better.
Well, suppose you've come to beat me.
That's a nasty thing to say, Julia. You know I've never been that kind of a heel.
But you do admit...
I've come to take you home.
Oh, Peter, please. I'm in no mood for jokes.
This isn't a joke.
Well, I must say, it's a little more than I might have expected. Who gave you the black eye?
Black eye? Is it black?
I don't suppose you ran into some irate husband who objected because you broke up his home.
That's beside the point.
There's also some blood on your shirt. And the sleeve of your coat is torn out.
Well, I was mixed up in a little altercation. But the reason I've come here...
It's no use, Peter.
Julie, I've come here to plead with you. If you want me to crawl...
You know very well that everything's over between you and me. When I married you, you were a hard-working newspaper.
I know.
But now you're something that peeps through keyholes. You've reached the higher income brackets by peddling gossip and rumors.
I know, darling.
You'll wreck a marriage or a career as quickly as somebody else will blink an eye. You're a vulture who thinks only of scoop.
Aren't you going to let me say anything?
I'll be very pleased if you leave.
If you'll just listen to me for only a few minutes,
Julie. I'm afraid I've heard it all before.
No, you haven't.
I'm also expecting something.
Oh.
Carter will be here any moment now.
Carter Nash?
Of course.
Well, Nash may not be able to make it.
How do you know that... Peter, your black eye... You haven't...
Julia, Carter Nash is a rat.
Oh, he is.
I just wanted that in for the record.
I suppose you're an angel with wings.
Oh, I know I'm not a lily, darling, but I've never busted up a man's home so that he could marry his wife.
You've never... Well, what are you talking about?
Go ahead and ask Nash if that isn't true. That is, if you ever see him again.
Oh, I certainly will.
Ask him about the time he came and asked me not to run that item about seeing him at the Club Algiers with Evelyn Hoyt.
You're making this up.
He said that if his wife found out about that, she'd divorce him. I told him a scoop was a scoop.
He would.
Yes, I would. Then. And I printed it, too.
Then that's why Alice Nash came to Reno?
Yes, I admit it was a dirty thing to do.
A little late in the day, isn't it?
Julia, when I told Nash nothing could keep me from printing that piece, he said he'd get even with me. He said he'd make me suffer.
Peter, do you actually mean that Carter said...
He doesn't love you, darling. He merely wants to marry you so he can watch me suffer. And I'm suffering right now.
Peter, don't shout.
I will too shout. I love my wife and I don't care who knows it.
Well...
Can't you see, Julia? Something's happened to me.
Well, you do sound sort of... like a young reporter I used to know.
Darling, you were right when you said I was a keyhole peeper. But I crawled through sewers to get news that wasn't worth a minute of anybody's time.
Do you really mean that?
I never met anything more in my life.
Well, it's been such a long time since I've heard you talk that way.
So we're going to have lots of time to talk, darling.
Peter, even if I were to go back to you, what kind of life can people have when a man sleeps all day and dashes from club to club every night? Well,
but, Mrs. Kent, you haven't heard about that rundown weekly up in Vermont.
Vermont?
Yeah, the type set by hand, and the lead story on page one is about the new front in Ike Barlow's feed store, or the need for doubling the police force so the town will have two cops instead of one.
Oh, Peter!
We'll have lots of time to talk, sweetheart.
When I'm not covering a church supper or an ice cream social.
Julia!
Oh, Peter, dear.
I love you.
I love you, too. Oh, you poor darling. Your eyes just terrible.
You should see Carter Nash.
If we could just get some beefsteak.
He has two black eyes. I ran into him downstairs.
Let me go, precious. Maybe there's something in my suitcase that will help.
Let you go, just so you can... Jeepers, I forgot.
What?
I've got to make a phone call. Hello, operator.
Dear, who are you calling?
Connect me with Western Union.
But, Peter, why do you want...
Hello, Western Union. Take a telegram, New York Record, press rates.
So, that's it.
Now, get this straight. Carter Nash is in Reno with two black eyes, and he didn't run into a door. Not even a friend.
Why, Peter Kent, I thought you...
Here's another item. It's no rumor this column should know that Peter Kent and his wife, Julia, are second honeymooning.
Just a minute, Peter.
That's right. And as soon as the couple returns to the main stem, Kent will resign from the Record to become an editor of a hick newspaper he's bought in Vermont.
Oh, darling.
Sign it, Kent. And start the words with, lead under your hat. No, under your hat. No, can't you understand? It's under your hat.
The Alan Jones album of living songs. Every week, Alan Jones with Ray Sinatra and the orchestra presents a song that will never grow old. Tonight, from the vast storehouse of music the whole world loves, we hear Malott's distinguished and beautiful version of The Lord's Prayer.
Oh, Father, which art in heaven, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Alan Jones brings Gene Morrison, our talent scout choice for this week, back to the microphone.
Yes, Wayne, we have something special for Miss Morrison.
But first, if you'll excuse me, Alan, I want to tell the young ladies listening in how they may have the opportunity of standing in the very place Gene Morrison is at this moment. Here's what they must do. Girls, to have your moment with Alan Jones, send your photograph and a recording of your voice, a homemade recording or the kind made in a recording booth will do, to our talent scout, in care of the American Broadcasting Company station to which you're listening. Do not write a letter. Instead, and note this carefully, fill out the blank you will find on the counter in your neighborhood stores. Then, along with your photograph and the recording of your voice, mail it to our talent scout in care of your local ABC station. Each week, our talent scout will choose a young lady who will appear on this program, and his judgment will be final. All right, Alan?
Miss Morrison, here's the something extra special I mentioned a moment ago.
Why, it's a record album.
Yes, it's 2 12-inch records, but open up the album and read the label on the first record.
Oh, I can't wait. It's part one of Your Moment with Alan Jones. Under Your Hat, a dramatic sketch starring Gene Morrison and Alan Jones, Hollywood, June 19th, 1946.
Do you like it?
Like it? I'm thrilled. And I'll never forget this moment.
Just a minute there. I've got something extra special and hard to get.
Now, look,
just a moment. Now, Miss Morrison, you are the lucky winner of the Gil Lamb Award. May I have a fanfare, please? You've done better than that, boys. Just pretend it never happened.
But, Mr. Lamb, what is this?
It's just a piece of paper, Gil, with something scribbled on it.
Jeepers, can't you read? That's my telephone number.
Next week at this same time and over these same stations, the American Broadcasting Company invites you to spend Your Moment with Alan Jones, funny man Gil Lamb, our talent scout choice for next week, and Ray Sinatra and his orchestra.
Good night, everybody, and good health and good fortune until we meet again.
Good night, Alan Jones. Your Moment with Alan Jones is broadcast from Hollywood. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.